If you're here on YouTube and you haven't already, please make sure you go ahead, click that like, that subscribe, that notification bell. Make sure you're kept up to date whenever we drop new content on the channel. If you want the audio-only version of the podcast, open up your audio podcast platform, hit the search bar, type in The Format Podcast, and we should come right up. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you give us that like, that five-star review, and drop a comment. All that stuff helps us rise in the algorithm, helps us find more sports fans, helps more sports fans find us. And finally, make sure you write it down, put it in your phone, set an alarm, do whatever you got to do to remember. Saturday nights at 7 p.m., we are live here on The Format Podcast, and we'll give you the opportunity to call in, talk to us, get at me. I love it. I can't wait. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to get to my second topic. I'm going to switch gears on this here, okay? So the women's NCAA tournament, we know that it is it has set records, right? So we know the game LSU versus Iowa last week in the Elite Eight, that set the record with, I think, 12.3 million viewers, the highest viewed college basketball game for women ever. And now we saw UConn versus Iowa last night, Caitlin Clark versus Paige Beckers, and that broke the previous record and did over 14 million viewers, which is now the highest viewed, highest rated women's basketball game of all time. So the women's NCAA tournament Final Four is done, and we know that undefeated South Carolina Gamecocks, they're going to play the Iowa Hawkeyes in and arguably the greatest or best, I don't know, maybe not greatest, but the best women's college player ever in Caitlin Clark, and she's rewriting the record books and all that. But instead of focusing on this matchup, which I think is going to be epic and may break the record again for the third time in 3 weeks, or the third time in three games, I should say, we got to deal with this Angel Reese situation, man. And I actually did a show on the whole Angel Reese thing just a couple days ago, kind of giving my thoughts on it. But in the event of even more backlash and more attention, since it's a major sports story, I really thought that I would dig further into it and really give my in-depth thoughts on it, because I talked about it briefly, but I want to really get into this thing because it's kind of frustrating to me. Okay, so if you follow the channel, you probably saw the show that I did earlier in the week with my thoughts on this whole situation, but it's time that I really elaborated. So the rundown is this, all right? Angel Reese, one of the best players in women's college basketball this past season. She since declared for the WNBA draft. I think she declared on Wednesday or Thursday. She's an outstanding college basketball player. She's been All-American multiple times. This year, she was SEC Player of the Year. She was All-SEC, All-SEC defense. When she played at Maryland before transferring to LSU, she was All-Big Ten defense, All-Big Ten. And of course, last season, 2023, Angel Reese was a national champion, okay? Outstanding. So last season, it's kind of where this whole thing begins. And at the end of the year last year in the national championship game, LSU beat Iowa and Caitlin Clark for the championship. And towards the end of that game, we saw Angel Reese kind of mocking Caitlin Clark, doing the whole John Cena, you can't see me gesture. And that's when the game was in hand. LSU was clearly going to win, and it was just about over. And then she taunted Caitlin Clark some more with the gesture pointing to her ring finger, you know, saying, hey, we got the chip. We got the ring. And, okay, cool. Me personally, I have no issue with any of that, right? You're the winner. Talk your stuff. Even if you haven't won yet and the game is still in the balance, talk your stuff, but back it up. If your opponent doesn't want you to talk, that's fine too. But guess what the opponent has to do? They got to stop you. So no issue with any of that, right? Here's where it gets weird and the BS to me really starts, okay? Now, just hear me out on this. Some of y'all not going to like this, but that's fine. I mean, I got to say what I got to say. I got to tell the truth as I see it, and I can back up what I say. Okay, cool. So you heard a lot of people having issues with Angel Reese and her taunting, which, again, zero issue on this side. Cool. So the people who defended Angel Reese, they pushed back saying that, oh, Caitlin Clark started it before with the you can't see me gesture against Louisville in the Final Four before they played LSU. And that would be cool, and that would make sense if that was actually the way it went down. Now, former LSU guard Haley Van Lith, she was on that Louisville team, and she actually clarified that whole you can't see me gesture thing. She was interviewed by Taylor Rooks of Bleacher Report and gave her take on the situation. Now, I tend to lean towards her explanation. Why? because she was actually there. Check it out, and we'll come back and we'll discuss it some more because there's a whole lot to unpack here.
When Caitlin Clark did the "you can't see me" gesture, it was against Louisville.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was directed towards you. Walk me through it from your vantage point.
Right after the game, I texted her and I was like, the media is dumb. I'm sorry. They just make stuff up. And then they just put it all over the internet and everyone thinks it's true. We were laughing about it because she did it to her strength coach. She didn't do it to anyone on our team, especially me. I didn't even see it in the game. I was probably, you know, dribbling the ball up the court after she just hit a three in our face. It's just funny how like camera angles and perceptions are skewed.
I love, she said, media's wrong. You guys are dumb.
It was hilarious. We laughed about it after. So my perception, like, I don't even have one because I didn't even know it happened until I saw it over Instagram later.
Okay, so Haley Van Lith, who was in that game playing against Iowa with Louisville, and then, of course, she played against Caitlin Clark again the other day because she transferred after that season. She transferred to LSU. She says that Caitlin Clark did the gesture to her own strength coach and talked to her about it after the game. And it seems an odd gesture. I can be fair and reasonable in that, to make towards your own team, right? But we also don't know what kind of inside joke or meaning that had between Caitlin Clark and her strength coach, right? I don't have any reason not to believe what was said, especially since, as far as we know, no one from Louisville has since come out and said that there was any issue with Caitlin Clark or that the gesture was directed at them or she was talking trash to them. You don't think that over the course of a year, if that was the case, some reporter would have found out by now or found somebody that could have given corroborating, I'm going to say testimony, obviously they're not in court, but, you know, a corroborating report that Caitlin Clark was directing that gesture towards the opposition and she was talking smack. Right? Somebody would have found out over the course of a year. So what that says to me is it kind of seems like the whole Caitlin did it first, so what's wrong with Angel doing it defense? It's kind of a false narrative and a faulty argument. Okay. That said, let me reiterate, I have absolutely zero issue with Angel Reese doing that because she won. You can talk if you can back it up. And in that game, Angel Reese backed it up. She won the chip. But that's me. Okay, so now let's move off that and let's get back to Angel Reese. This year, she wins SEC Player of the Year. She wins SEC Defensive Player of the Year in the same season. She helps get her team to the Elite Eight of the tournament, has a rematch against Iowa, and goes down in defeat. Okay, cool. You can't win all of them, right? But she didn't fold in defeat. It's not like she played badly or she was a bum. She went out like a beast. 17 points, 20 rebounds, 3 blocks. So she did her thing in that game. Okay, cool. Now, for me, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, obviously, Caitlin Clark, she went nuclear. She had 41 points, 9 threes, 12 assists, and moves on to the Final Four. Okay, cool. Legendary game. Caitlin Clark does what Caitlin Clark does. But the real issue for me is this, and I talked about this in the previous episode on the topic. Angel Reese is brash, and she goes hard. And again, I have no problem with it because she can back it up. You can talk if you can back up your stuff. If you're going to be brash, you better be able to. Just ask Bird. Just ask MJ. Ask Ali. Ask Jack Johnson. Those Pantheon-level athletes, they all talked. But after the game, and this is where it gets bad for me, in the post-game presser, Angel Reese cried and talked about how much she's gone through in the past year and how she's been sexualized and how she's had death threats. I did not like that. Why didn't I like that? Number one, because when she was winning, unless I'm wrong, we weren't hearing any of that. That's a problem for me. Number two, the timing was terrible. This is a woman who said that she was the villain out of her own mouth. She said she was a villain and she was cool with that. They embraced the villain role. Does she think that being a villain does not come with vitriol? That doesn't make any sense. Do you really think that you can be the villain? You said you embraced being the villain. That's not going to come with vitriol. Okay. And I'm not saying it was right. I'm saying it comes with that. So the next day, that post-game press conference was a major point of discussion in the mainstream sports media. Instead of celebrating the winner of the game, Caitlin Clark, and one of the biggest stories in sports in America, period, we were stuck on this because how Angel Reese acted in losing. So let's listen up now to Fox Sport 1's Emmanuel Acho, who he received a lot of backlash, in my estimation, for no reason at all, and check out his comments on Angel Reese.
Angel Reese, you can't beat a big bad wolf, but then kind of cry like Courage the Cowardly Dog. Mm. Because if you want to act grown, which she has, if you want to get paid like you grown, which you are, if you want to talk to grown folks like you grown, which you did post-game when you told a coach for an opposing team, watch your mouth. If you want to tell people get your money up, then post-game when you take an L, you just got to take it on the chin. Nobody mourns when the villain catches an L. And Angel Reese, you have self-proclaimed to be the villain. Shout out to you, because you are the second best basketball player on the court, and it was not close. Outside of Caitlin Clark, it was you. 17-20, dog, showed up, biggest game, second biggest game of your career, absolute dog. But you can't, under any circumstance, go to the podium and now try to ask for individuals to give you sympathy. No one has sympathy for the villain. Mm-hmm. You painted the bullseye on your back. Why are you surprised when people shoot at you? So if you want to act grown, if you want to pose grown, if you want to talk grown, if you want to talk to grown folks grown, then you got to take the L like you grown. Because what frustrated me is when you want to be the villain, but you want to hope for sympathy like a hero. No villains in any sports get that kind of sympathy. Whether it was Richard Sherman in his prime, whether it was Baker Mayfield in college, whether it was Steve Smith, whether it was Aqib Talib, whether it's Draymond Green, if you want to be the villain, you don't have to take it like a villain. So the only thing I didn't like, because Angel Reese's performance, it was phenomenal. But post-game, when you go to the podium and now you want sympathy, where was sympathy for all of those who you exposed your villainous toward?
So I love those comments by Acho. I love those. I thought they were well thought out. I thought they were in-depth. And let's dig into them now. I love that big bad wolf analogy that he made. You can't be the big bad wolf and then cry like Courage the Cowardly Dog. I thought that was so well said. I thought it was succinct, and I thought it really hit the point. I loved it. And now let's look at this. There's something wrong with modern society. I talk about this all the time, mainly in reference to LeBron, but in general, there is. Notice in that clip, Acho complimented Angel Reese multiple times. He complimented her multiple times, but because he also criticized her, legitimately, I might add, everyone is up in arms. We got to stop this mindset that if you don't worship someone, you're a hater and you did something wrong. It's absolutely absurd. Two things can be true. She could have had a great game. She could have beasted out, like Acho said, and it's a fact she did. But he also felt the need to make commentary about how she approached that post-game presser. And everyone's getting on him for giving his opinion. But guess what? He's an opinionist. It's his job. He literally gets paid to sit up there and give his opinion. So let's go down the line. Angel Reese, number one, did say she was the villain. She said it more than once. She has embraced the villain role. She said that too. Now she doesn't like what's coming back. Okay, two, she is grown. She's 21 years old. And I will guarantee that if you tell her she's not, she will tell you to your face how grown she is. Okay. And I'm a big believer that, 21 years old, you can serve in the military. I've seen it. You can put your life on the line for this country. You could buy a drink, whatever. You could do all that 21 years old. So she's going to tell you she's grown. So we need to stop this, talking about she's young and making that an excuse, but we'll get to that later. Three, she's telling opposing coaches, watch your mouth. That's beyond trash talk. That's disrespectful. The opposing coach can't get between the lines and go at it with you. They can't battle with you where you can shut them up. So you're telling them, watch your mouth, right? But that's cool. That's cool. All the people defending Angel Reese, that's cool. Okay, cool. Watch your mouth. All right. He mentions if you want to pose grown, but he didn't get into it. And the reason he said that is because of her comments about being sexualized. Now, let me be clear. No one deserves to receive degenerate, sexually disgusting comments or AI or whatever sent their way, period. There's no excuse for that. However, let me also say two things can be true. A woman has the right to dress how she wants, pose how she wants to pose. She's done a number of bikini shoots and fashion shoots, and I think she did Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue and all that, and that's great. I'm sure she was handsomely compensated for that. She's a high-level athlete. She takes care of her body, all that. But it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me that you put yourself out there in a way that makes it easy for you to be quote-unquote sexualized. She may have even sexualized herself, but you get upset when the attention that you want doesn't come back, okay? I'm sorry, correction. The attention that you don't want comes back. So you're out there in a certain way, which you certainly have the right to be. Again, you're a grown woman, right? You got the right to pose how you want to pose, and, I mean, and do all that. But you can't get upset when the wrong type of attention comes back. I never understood people do things and then they're upset at the repercussion. I just don't get it. So here's another Fox Sports One personality, NFL veteran LeSean Shady McCoy, making his comments on the Angel Reese thing. And this was on the same episode. He actually spoke immediately following Acho. But I wanted to respond to what Acho had to say. And now I'm gonna play what Shady McCoy had to say, and then we'll get to that.
She is young. She's a young girl. And she's growing to her adult age. So I get that. But this is a lesson, though, because you can't beat on your chest. You the villain. You the big bag wolf, right, like you've been doing. I watched games you played last year and this year. You taunting the fans. You girls get fouled out. You waving them by, right? You accepting that role. And I love that. I was like, yeah. Listen, you holding it down. I like that. But then when you lose, you act like that? The tears? Give me a tissue. No. It's a thing they call 10 toes down. If you gonna act a certain way and you gonna talk out and you gonna be big and bad, right? And you gonna have a voice of your own and you don't care who you offend or what you say, that's what it is. It gotta be the same way when you lose. I couldn't believe she had the interview. Yeah. I couldn't believe she was saying surprised. That because I watched her taunt these girls. I watched her with Caitlin, all this, right? Made it a big deal. Well, she could do it, why can't I do it? It was like, okay, cool, right? Right, you talk about how everybody, you're not scared of nobody in a press conference. You talk about how LSU, y'all the dogs. Everybody don't like y'all. Y'all the victims, right? Or not the victims, the villains. And then you cry like that. I didn't like that, though, because everybody I know that plays that victim role, they stand on it. Yeah. It is what it is. We might not like Dylan Brooks, right?
But he going to stand on it.
But Draymond Green, he do a lot of stuff that I don't even agree with. But one thing about him, yeah, I did it. This is me.
So you heard what Shady McCoy had to say that. And honestly, I agree with pretty much everything Shady had to say in his comments as well. But I have a question for you. Why do we keep saying that she's a young girl? I briefly addressed it after Acho's comments. She's 21 years old. And again, I guarantee you, she'd tell you if you call her a young girl that she's a grown woman. Now, I mean, not me, but I've heard people who defend her keep pointing to her youth, and I don't like it. And yes, she is young depending on your reference point. Like for me, she's young, right? She's the same age as my daughter. But she is a young adult, okay? Let me make a different analogy. I've known people her age, 21 years old, with multiple combat tours and are leaders who have had to make life or death decisions in the line of fire, right? 21 years old, especially. I mean, I don't know. Do they get the excuse of being young? No, they don't. What they have to do is real world repercussions, and they're the same age as her. So if something happens there, it's not, oh, they're just young. No. They got to deal with it. And again, if you were to say she's a young girl, she'll look you in your face, I guarantee it, and tell you I'm a grown woman. Cool. So you got to take everything that comes with that. Now, it's not the same situation, but I say it to say she's not going to get that excuse from me, especially because I'd be willing to bet that, again, if you said that to her, oh, you young girl, she said, I'm a grown woman. I'm a grown-A woman. I don't get it. But can we get down to brass tacks here? Can we really? Can we say something that maybe some people not going to like? This is really an issue because she's a woman. That's what it is. Real talk. It's an issue because she's a woman. And most people feel the need for whatever reason to protect her because she is a woman. Why do I say that? Nobody jumps to the defense of male athletes going through tough times. What do they tell male athletes going through tough times? Suck it up. Keep pushing. Drive on. Overcome adversity. That doesn't seem to be the case here. It doesn't. I am not advocating for degenerate behavior towards Angel Reese. Let me say it again. I am not advocating for degenerate behavior towards Angel Reese. One more time in case you didn't hear me. I am in no way advocating for degenerate behavior towards Angel Reese. Am I advocating death threats towards Angel Reese? Of course not. But is she the first athlete to get them? Is she? Can we be honest? Will she be the last athlete to get them? Can we be honest? Will she? Of course not. LeBron James has gotten death sentences. He was threatened with being shot at an NBA game during a timeout. And you know what's crazy? I didn't even know that until I started researching this show and doing the prep work. And so I looked it up. I said, let me see if LeBron has ever gotten death threats before. And he has. Who knew? And I had no idea. That's crazy, right? So, yeah, I mean, he was literally threatened with being shot at an NBA game. The person said that they're going to sneak a pistol and showed a picture of the pistol. I think it was on X back when it was Twitter. Showed a picture of the pistol and said they're going to sneak it into the arena and shoot him during a timeout in the head. Now, obviously, the account got deleted, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, the point is, that's a pretty graphic and pretty specific death threat, is it not? And they said what game they were going to try it at. Okay. So I found out about that. Muhammad Ali took a stance against the Vietnam War, didn't want to go fight because, you know, he had his religious convictions and his convictions as a man, said, I'm not going to do it. And he got death threats. Hammer and Hank Aaron, the baseball giant, he got death threats. And all he was doing was playing the game. And he was on pace to break Babe Ruth's record. And the closer it got, the more death threats he got from racist people who didn't want to see a black player break the Babe's record. Okay. The great Bill Russell, he got them in Boston, all the while winning championship after championship after championship for them. People breaking in his house, destroying his stuff, defecating and wiping it on the walls and on his bed. All of that in Boston. Death threats. All of that. Meanwhile, he's winning 11 championships in 13 years for these people. And he got death threats. Jackie Robinson got death threats simply for integrating baseball. Jack Johnson got death threats because he was seen with white women and he married white women. That was a much more dangerous time. That was a situation where obviously you could literally be hung from trees and strung up for being a black man who was ostentatious enough to be publicly seen with white women. Furthermore, to marry one or two. I think maybe he had a couple of white wives. But the point is, he got the death threats. Are we getting the point here? But somehow it's different. Because Angel Reese, this athlete is a young woman. Now, do we feel some sort of natural human need to protect women? If so, that's fine. I feel a need to protect my wife and my daughter and my mother and my sister, as I should. But if that's the argument, just say so. Don't try to come up with some BS reasons why Angel Reese is not deserving of whatever may come her way. And again, I'm not saying she's deserving. That was the wrong word. I'm not saying she's deserving of what's coming her way, but I think she needs to understand that with embracing villainy and saying you're the villain and playing a certain way and doing certain things, that's just part of the deal. It's just part of the deal. You could be the nicest person. You could be, you know, whoever it is. But if you go and you work out somebody's favorite team, they might go nuts because fan is short for fanatic and threaten you with death. I mean, these things happen. It's crazy, right? I just talked about Hank Aaron. One of the nicest guys, but all he was doing was going out there and playing baseball, and he was going to break a long-held record, and he got the death threats. Okay, cool. But we got to stop this need to protect Angel Reese when a lot of this she brought on herself. And side note, I find it real interesting that people jumped all over Emmanuel Acho, Ryan Clark, and Taylor Rooks, and Joy Taylor wasn't happy, and Matt Barnes and a number of other people, and he basically was kind of forced to back down. He didn't say I apologize, but he put out a little video online and talking about how people respectfully came to him and try to educate him on the issue and whatnot. Why'd you feel the need to do that? And I thought it was real interesting. Why did I think it was real interesting? Because his co-host Shady McCoy and James Jones, both NFL veterans and Super Bowl champions, nobody came at them with that, but they came at Acho. Why did they come at Acho? Don't know. I guess they thought that they could force him to do what they wanted him to do, and that was back down and apologize. But they didn't come at Shady with that. They didn't come at James Jones with that. But this is not about them. This is, again, about the Angel Reese situation and why it's getting way more attention than it should. And the fact is, when you embrace the villain role, this stuff is going to come with it. You can't want everything that comes with celebrity and think that no hate, and this is legitimate hate, is going to come along with it. I don't like it. It's not cool, but it's part of the deal. It's part of what you sign up for. All right. I don't know. But what I do know, I think we can make a fair assumption. Had she won that game and had LSU won that game, we wouldn't have been hearing any of that stuff from her. That's why I said I was so bothered by the timing of it. And what I do know is that I agree with Acho and Shady McCoy and others who share their sentiments. What I do know is that I in no way advocate for death threats against her. I in no way advocate for any degenerate sexual harassment or anything of the sort against her. But what I also know is that if you admittedly want to be the villain, and if you want to be the tough guy, and you want to get the money, and you want to get the attention, you have to be ready for what might come with that. All right. What I want to do now is I'm going to put the number up. If there's anybody who wants to call in and give their thoughts on what I had to say about that, I know maybe somebody is not too happy about it, but it is what it is. I think I told the truth on it, but if somebody disagrees, feel free to call in 904-219-8264. 904-219-8264. Go ahead, give us a call. And this will be the last topic of the night. And we're going to open up the phone line. So give us a call and let's hear what we got to say. And if not, that'll be it. Okay, no calls on that. I was hoping maybe somebody disagreed with me on that topic. I think it's what we call a loaded topic. And I generally try to stay away from those. I really just love sports. Oh, okay, here we go. I got one. Hello, you calling the format? Jakari, what's up, my man?
Yeah, what's good, Art?
Doing all right, man. Doing all right. What's your thoughts on this Angel Reese thing?
I think most of all your points were valid. I think what, and you briefly touched on it as it being kind of a newer issue of kind of coddling today's athletes. And I think as a competitor, right? Like at that level, I don't get how you can kind of act that way. You know, keeping in mind all the things you said in the past, like kind of just pride. Like, how do you not have the pride behind it that, like, you know, I'm going to just take this L. And I mean, I don't know if she's if she has one more year left of eligibility or not. But
She had the year, but she declared for the WNBA draft. So she's heading out.
Right. So, OK, then I'll see you in the WNBA and I'll come give you this work.
Like, that's right.
That's just what it would have to be. Like, I don't get why now you want to. You want to cry after you take the L. Like you said, if she got the win, we would never heard of this. You know?
That's right. That's right.
So it would have been more of the antics.
Mm-hmm. And I don't really have a problem with the crying, right? We saw when Joel Embiid lost in the playoffs, we saw him cry. When Michael Jordan lost in the playoffs, we know that he cried on the bus with his father. We know that. We know Isaiah Thomas saying that when he lost in the finals in 1988 to the Lakers, after that heroic performance in game six, he did not, he didn't want to, I think he said he wore his uniform for like 3 days, didn't shower, and he just cried in 87.
That's different though, huh?
No, I'm with you.
She's kind of crying for sympathy to the media.
Right, you know? Right. So,
like
so,
Joel Embiid, you could tell that was really like, he you could tell he didn't want the camera.
Yeah. And it wasn't for sympathy. It was, you know, he was hurt exactly. That he gave it all and that one shot did him in. Yeah, I'm with
exactly.
you.
Exactly. I mean, she's going to be a NCAA historic athlete. Like,
I agree.
You get the win, but like at the end of the day, your name is stamped in history.
That's right.
You know, you were kind of the biggest name in sports for a big minute. Mm-hmm. I feel like. So, like I said, I'll see you in WNBA.
That's right.
And you could come get that worked in.
Right. I mean, how I look at that is, and again, nobody's saying that she doesn't have the right to be upset. I just think two things. It was the timing right after a loss. That was terrible. If she had waited a week or two and then, you know, sat down and had this. Right. Exactly. But to your point, it looked like she was begging for sympathy after the loss. And that doesn't look good. So there's that. Mm-hmm. There's the fake narratives put out about, well, Caitlin Clark did it first. But then you heard her own teammate, Angel Reese's own teammate, Haley Van Lith. She took care of that narrative. So we know that's not the case. And it's just, I don't know. It's problematic for me. And then, of course, you know, we see everybody coming at Acho and they not coming at Shady and James Jones the same way. I'm like, yeah, that's real interesting. Go ahead.
Well, I think, like take Patrick Beverly is the best example of this. That man will yap day and night, right, about what he believes, but you will never see him crying to the media for that's sympathy right. after he take a loss in the first round or something.
That's right.
No, that man will keep yapping. He'll say, go ahead and look at my stats if you think I'm soft or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And same thing with Draymond. That man will double down on anything he's done.
Yeah, and we heard Shady McCoy say that in the clip. Absolutely. You know, exactly. He's going to be him. And the funny thing is, Angel Reese says, well, I'm going to be unapologetic. I'm going to be me. But you're out there complaining about what being you brings you. So which is it?
Yeah, you can't go both ways.
I don't think you can.
Not in sports, I feel like.
No, I don't think you can either. And again, I think there's going to be a lot of people who are going to say, oh, you're advocating for Angel Reese to get death threats and you're advocating for her to be sexualized. And notice, I said it over and over again. In no way am I advocating for that. But the simple fact is this stuff happens all the time. It's not right, but it happens all the time. But guess what? Because it's a female, we feel the need to protect that. Different. Yes, yep. Absolutely.
Like, you know, it's a great example, too. Take, soccer players that play in Europe.
Yeah.
And they get plenty of death threats.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff just because they're of African descent.
Great point.
And like, they've stopped games because of how bad the crowds get.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't see them in the media. Like, we just see Pele in the media, you know, talk about, oh, this is so sad for me and da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They went out and played. They proved the audience wrong, and they eventually became beloved, right?
So. Yeah. No. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. It's sad that we gotta sit back and we have to be discussing this, and I gotta be getting the clips together, and I gotta really be digging deep to explain why this is absurd instead of focusing on a freaking incredible women's final that we're going to have tomorrow night that may break the record for the third time in three games. I mean, the LSU Iowa game was 12.3 million. The UConn Iowa game was over 14 million. Who knows what we're going to get in this Iowa USC game.
Exactly. And also furthermore, I think this kind of harms women in sports. No. If we're meant to kind of treat men and women equally,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I think we should.
I agree.
Why are we kind of having this, like, you know what I mean? Like,
because, look, I'm going to keep it 100 here, and I know some people aren't going to like this. Women want to be treated equal, but they don't want everything that comes with that. That just is what it is. And we see it in life. We see it in sports. I mean, that is what it is. We're seeing it right here with the Angel Reese thing. I'm not going to get any deeper than that, but, you know, there's a lot that comes with being treated equally. But there's a lot of people, not just women, but there's a lot of people, period, who want equal treatment, but it doesn't always pan out the way they think.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, we don't talk about how LeBron will whine after getting cooked in the finals by the 2016 Warriors. Like, we didn't talk about that.
Right, no doubt. And that's crazy. I never knew about the death threat that he got when the person actually put a picture of the pistol on Twitter and said that they were going to game X and they were going to shoot him in the head on TV crazy. During a timeout.
I never even heard that. That's crazy.
But think about that. We never heard that, right? We never heard that.
See? Yeah, that's wild.
That's exactly the point, though, right? So, you know, it is what it is, man. Do you have any other thoughts you wanted to share? I don't know if you heard the first segment regarding LeBron. Any other thoughts you wanted to share before we get out of here?
I came in late. I know you probably said some shenanigans, but I'll check it out.
Check it out.
The whole YouTube video.
Yeah, check out the playback and give me your thoughts on it. Definitely waiting to hear from you on that.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate you.
All right, OG.
All right, have a good one.
Yes, sir.
All right, team, I think we're going to go ahead and we're going to call that for tonight. Thanks so much for all of you that were here. If you checked in and you didn't hit that like button, please do that for me. It helps a lot. And make sure you subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Got a lot of content up there. got to keep this thing growing. I really appreciate you calling in. And remember, Saturday nights, 7 p.m. right here, we're going to go ahead and do these live call-in shows. Sometimes I'll have guests. Sometimes I won't. Sometimes it'll be more than two topics. Sometimes it'll only be two. But there's also going to be content continually coming out during the week. So make sure you're checking in for that. Thanks so much. And I'm out. Peace.